survey suggests 85% of disabled people fear cuts to their benefits will leave them short of money for essentials like food and transport. The disability charity, the Papworth Trust, questioned more than 2,000 people about plans to scrap the current system of payments. Luke Walton has more for BBC Essex.
Disability Living Allowance helps 3 million people with their care and transport costs. That figure's been rising, and so is the bill. The government wants to reduce that spending by 20% by replacing DLA with personal independence payments. Ministers say the new system will mean more assessment of recipients and better targeting of cash. But according to today's survey, many disabled people are worried about the change. A majority said any cut to their benefit will leave them short of money, less independent, and more reliant on friends and family.
Well, let's find out more about this. Hazel Fitch is from Rayleigh, and she receives disability living allowance at the moment. Hello, Hazel.
Hi.
How long have you been receiving this disability allowance?
Well, it really started, right, in 1992. I was given the DOA benefit for life because I've got a profound impairment, so that means my needs won't change in any great way. And well, I wouldn't need the support from PAs and so on. So, yeah, I've always had it since it came into being, really.
So, nearly 20 years then, Hazel. Have you ever been reassessed at any time? I mean, you're saying your needs won't change, but has anybody ever been round to see that you are who you are and you're using the money to help yourself?
No, because my disability, sorry, is as such that it won't change. I was given the DOA benefit for life, so I've never had a reassessment of need. And to be honest, if anything, my needs have got worse, not better.
Is it possible then that if you were reassessed, you might get more help?
I don't know whether I would get more help, to be honest, because the government are looking at, I think, if what kind of equipment somebody has within their own home to help them be more independent. And when I moved to Rayleigh, we had to extensively renovate our property. We didn't ask for any government help with that refurbishment. But I couldn't use a gate for our property, so what I'm worried about is the independent steps that we took about 10 years ago will now affect whether we are indeed entitled to the benefit in the long run.
What would happen if you lost that benefit or you had it reduced?
Well, basically, the benefit, we have to have a specially adapted car, which then we paid for via a mortgage, because on the motability scheme, we didn't feel it was financially viable to buy the car that way. So therefore, the upkeep of that vehicle is quite expensive. And because of petrol costs rising, that puts a bigger strain on our finances.
Do you think, though, there are people, Hazel, that should be reassessed? There are people that are claiming benefits that shouldn't have as much as they're getting?
Well, obviously, there are people out there whose impairments may change from 1 3 months to another. So, obviously, I feel that would be right to do that where needed. But they need to look at each individual case and not lump us all together into one category, because we're not all the same.
Hazel, thank you for speaking to me this morning. That's Hazel Fitch from Rayleigh, 21 minutes past 7.